to Al-Madinah, he went and presented the camel to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we understand that it is the responsibility of the buyer to the responsibility of the seller to present whatever he sell to the buyer and give it to him in his hand for him to be having a position over it. Okay, this is very important. You did not sell the fish in the water. Okay, yes, it's my lake and the fish in the water. Okay, and what about you put the hook, you could not get the fish out, you see. But you get the fish out, okay, and you got it in your hand, you got it in a bag, and now I give it to you in your hand. Now you have it in your hand, now it's yours. Okay, I don't sell you the bird, you understand, that flying in the air, you see. I wait until the bird come back to the nest, I catch the bird, I give it to you in your hand. Okay. Hadith number 653, and this is page number 275. وعنه, that means Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, قال أعتق رجل منا عبدا له عن دبر ولم يكن له مال غيره فدعا به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فباعه. متفق عليه. This hadith narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah send mercy on both of them, that a man of us, that mean a man of us means the companions, declare that a slave of his own would be free after his death, but he had no other property. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent for him and sold him. Okay, what does this mean? This man, one of the Sahaba, he owned a slave, and this is considered like a property, like somebody owning a car or owning a camel. You can sell it and you can make money. This man, he made a vow that when he die, that this slave will be free, okay? That nobody will inherit it. He will be a free. But this man has no other money. He already made intention and declared it and made it known that when I die, this man is this, my slave is free. And this man came in a position what you call bankruptcy, that he don't have anything, he don't have any money, anything. But this slave is still what? Still in his position. Okay? So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought this man and the slave and he sold him. And he sold him. Okay?
This is before the man died?
Before the man died in his life. Okay, why? Because the man, he did not have money, but he have something like in reserve. Okay, so here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went ahead and he sold this slave and took care of whatever the man needs and things like this. This shows something, that when you make a intention for a sadaqah, that you can change your intention as long as you didn't give it. Okay? And he said, okay, whenever I see a poor man, I'm going to give him a $10. And you have a $10 in your pocket. You didn't see a poor man. And now you saw, you understand, you found your desire buying a Coke or something. Can you go spend 50 cents out of this $10? Yes. Because it's still your money. You see? So your intention of doing something in the future voluntarily, it doesn't prohibit you of utilizing these things, a part of it or the total of it. Okay? Is this understood? Okay. Also shows us that the imam, and I don't, it doesn't mean the imam in the community, okay, the imam here, that means the khalifa, the head of the state, he has the right to dispense the property of individuals for the best of the individual. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he did, he saw the man in a condition that he need money and he's not utilizing it, so he went ahead and he took care of this by selling the slave and took care of the needs and the wants of this man. Also from this hadith, it shows us that we should have some priority in our life. What is more important in our life? So if you have needs and wants, and you have something that, like you, optional that you're supposed to do, because freeing the slave is not a must. Okay? You are not obligated to free him. And this is like something in the future you're going to do it. And you have needs now, this moment, that you should go take care of the needs. Okay? So the person should see what's more important in his life and take care of it. Especially if you have needs for something. Now this money that you were thinking to make something optional with it, go and use it and take care of your family or your needs, okay? And this will be more has priority in your life than what you intending to do as a option or voluntarily act. Next hadith. Hadith number 654. وعن ميمونة رضي الله تعالى عنها زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن فأرة وقعت في سمن فماتت فيه عليكم السلام. فسئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ألقوها وما حولها وقلوه. Okay, this part of the hadith is authentic. This part of the hadith is authentic. Okay, without the addition. The hadith is reported by Maymuna. And Maymuna is one of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said that a mouse fell into grease, or a, what you call it, a ghee?
Yeah,
in a ghee, G-H-E-E, okay?
Butter,
okay? Right. Mice had fell into a butter or grease, and as a result of this, the mice died. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم been questioned about it. He said, through it and what is surrounding, what's surrounding it, away and eat your butter or your grease. Okay? So now, because the animal died, the mice died in the grease, this what is make it impure now. Okay? Not that the mice is impure, but being dead, now the impurity came out of this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to do what? Take the mice and whatever surrounding the mice, throw it away and keep the rest. Okay? And the hadith is authentic, is in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari. The next hadith, hadith number 655, we're going to leave it because the hadith is weak. Hadith which reported by Abu Huraira, and in the collection of Ahmad and Abu Dawood. Okay, this hadith is weak. Next hadith, hadith number 656, narrated وعن أبي الزبير قال سألت جابرا عن ثمن السنور والكلب فقال زجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ذلك رواه مسلم وزاد إلا كلب صيد. This hadith reported by Al-Zubayr, may Allah be pleased with him, and the hadith in the collection of Al-Imam Muslim, with exception of the addition which is from Imam An-Nisa'i in the collection of Al-Imam An-Nisa'i. The hadith is authentic as well as the addition or the narration that was in Nisa'i. Okay, that he means Az-Zubair asked Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, and this shows you how the Sahaba used to be concerned and asking each other, learning from each other. He asked Jabir concerning the money or the income or the price of a sunnur and the kalb. He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prohibited, okay, or warned us against it concerning the price, the income coming as a result of selling the cat, or the money coming as a result of selling a dog. Again, we're talking about live dogs, not hot dogs. Hot dogs is halal. If it's kosher or it's halal, it's okay to eat hot dogs. Okay? Cold dogs, okay, dogs makes noise, okay? This is different. It's forbidden. But the narration that came reported by Muslim and An-Nisa'i, the latter added, that means Nisa'i accepted a hunting dog. This is exception. Hunting dog, a dog for a policeman, a dog for watching, a dog for protection. This kind of dogs is permissible according this narration. Okay? It can be raised, it can be sold, it can be trained, okay, and you can get the price for it. Other than this, general concerning dogs, you could not buy them, you could not sell them, you could not even keep them in your house. Okay? And the Prophet ﷺ had informed us that a person who keep a dog in his house, he will be losing out of his reward. Every day one qirat. And Allah knows best how big is this qirat. Every day you lose from your good deed one qirat. With exception of a watching dog, or guarding dog, or animal dog, or hunting dog, these are exception, okay? Yes, the for the blood, what you call it?
Seeing eye dog,
like for the blind man, yeah. The police dog, for drugs or whatever it is, okay? This is exception, okay? Other than this, we do not do anything with dogs. What time Maghrib comes in? Imam Mubdi? Imam Abdul Mubdi. Is Maghrib in Washington? Okay, you want us to stop so you can make Maghrib and get back together later? Alright, we start back at 8:30 inshallah. Is this okay? Alright, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So inshallah we stop here and continue after Salat al-Maghrib if you wish so inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Transaction. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت جاءتني بريرة فقالت إني كاتبت أهلي على 9 أواق في كل عام أقي فأعينيني. قلت إن أحب أهلك أن أعدها لهم ويكون ولاءك لي فعلت. فذهبت بريرة إلى أهلها فقالت لهم فأبوا عليها فجاءت من عندهم ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالس فقالت إني قد عرضت ذلك عليهم فأبوا إلا أن يكون الولاء لهم. فسمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبرت عائشة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال خذيها واشترطي لهم الولاء فإنما الولاء لمن أعتق. ففعلت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها. ثم قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الناس خطيبا فحمد الله وأثنى عليه ثم قال أما بعد فما بال رجال يشترطون شروطا ليست في كتاب الله عز وجل. ما كان من شرط ليس في كتاب الله فهو باطل وإن كان 100 شرط. قضاء الله أحق وشرط الله أوثق وإنما الولاء لمن أعتق. متفق عليه. This hadith, hadith number 657, the hadith is reported by Aisha. And the hadith is in the collection of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, which is authentic. And Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, narrated that Barira came to her and said, I had arranged to buy my freedom for 9 uqiyah, one to be paid annually, so help me. Aisha replied, if your people are willing that I should count them out of them, and I shall have the right to inherit from you, I shall do so. Barira went to her people and told them about it, but they refused the offer. When she came back, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in the house. She said, I offered that to them, but they insisted that the right to inherit from me should be theirs. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that and Aisha told him about it. So he said to Aisha, take her on the condition that the right to inherit from her will be yours, for the right of inheritance belongs only to the one who has set a slave free. Aisha radiallahu anha did so. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam then stood up among the people, and after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exalting him, he said to proceed, what is the matter with some men who make conditions which are not in Allah's most high book? Any condition which is not in Allah's book is worthless. Even if there are a 100 conditions, Allah's decision is more valid and Allah's condition is more binding. The right of inheritance belongs only to the one who has set a slave free. As we see this kind of transaction, that Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Barira, which was a slave female, and her people, the people who own her, she had make arrangement with them that she can free herself by giving them a 9 uqiyah of gold, that every year she will pay 1 uqiyah and for them to free her. They accepted this arrangement, but here there is something called wala. The wala, that mean when somebody set a person free, set a slave, his or her slave free, and this slave dies and he doesn't have any of his immediate family that's supposed to inherit, none of them there, or she don't have any family, so the property of this slaves that been free, okay, by this master, the property will go to the person who set the person free. But these people, they don't want to accept this condition. They're going to sell her. That means she's going to free herself by buying herself from them. But they want to make a condition that when she dies, that the wala will go to them. That means her property, whatever she owns in that time of death, that go to them. But in actuality, the bara supposed to go to who? The wala supposed to go to the person who set a slave free, not a person who sell. Because when you sell it, you got your money, this is it. But when you free a slave, okay, this is something different. And the person who frees the slave is the person who has the right to inherit. So anyway, the people, they don't want to accept this condition. Okay? They don't want to accept the condition which has been said by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they want them to free Barira by her paying money, okay, and also the condition the wala is for her. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave a khutbah. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a khutbah, and his condition, or his khutbah, was concerning people making conditions that is not in the book of Allah. So what is supposed to be fulfilled, what is supposed to be taken a place, is a condition that was in the book of Allah. And whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it as a condition is still also a condition been made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And doesn't matter whatever condition the people make, any condition made by the people still is not binding as long as disagree or contradict whatever in the book of Allah. So if there is a marriage, if there is transaction, whatever it is, as the people they making a condition is not, or is not fulfilling the condition of the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or again is the book of Allah and the, doesn't matter how much or who made it, still is not valid, that is not to be honored, even if the people make it as a condition. And the next one, that which mawquf, that mean is not from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the Sahabi, he said it, okay, and is authentic, that he naha Umar an bay' ummahat al-awlad. فقال لا تباع ولا توهب ولا تورث يستمتع بها ما بدا له فإذا مات فهي حرة. Okay, that Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he forbade to the selling of the mothers of children if the woman is a slave and she have children from her master that is not supposed to be sold, but is for him to keep her, enjoy himself with her, and not for him to sell it, not to give it as a gift, and not to be part of his inheritance. And whenever he dies, this woman will be free. So Umar forbade the sale of the slaves' women who have given birth to children of their owners, that means her master, and said she is not to be sold, bestowed as a gift, inherited, but he, that means the owner, enjoys her as long as he lives. And when he dies, she becomes free, enjoy himself, that means having intercourse, sleeping with her, whatever it takes, okay, that she's his slave. As I said, this is mawquf, but the authentic hadith comes after this, which reported by Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, that kunna nabi'u sararina أمهات الأولاد والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حي لا يرى بذلك بأسا. And this hadith is authentic, that Jabir narrated, we used to sell our slave women who had born children when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was alive, and he saw no harm in this kind of transaction. So hadith shows the permissibility of selling the master for the master to sell his slave right hand with this woman, even if he have children from her. Next hadith, which hadith number 660 in page number 278. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بيع فضل الماء رواه مسلم. Okay. The hadith is the collection of Imam Muslim رحمة الله عليه. So the hadith is authentic. Hadith is reported by Jabir that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade a person selling the leftover of water. Okay. As example, you go, you stop by a well of water in your way, and now you take in water as much you want, and you water in your you take in water for yourself, you take in water for your animals, and after this now you're going to claim whatever left in the well and you try to sell it, or okay, you could not do this, okay. Or water rain as example in the land, in the middle of the desert, okay, it's raining, and after this it becomes like a small lake. A person will come also and irrigate his land from this water, or water his cattle, and after this somebody else coming after he finish, he don't want them to use this, and now he want to have the right over this water and he won't sell it. You could not do this, okay, because there is certain things which is what we call musha' or ownership to everybody. Okay, is the ownership for everybody, that a person could not possess it because he was the first one, as example, to be there, and especially after already he got his needs and he wants from it, he should leave it for the other Muslims. Now what makes this is clear is that this is different from somebody now going to lake and bring in machineries and things like this and bottling water, okay, or purifying or filtering the water, okay, this is something different now, because in actuality he is not selling or preventing anybody to use the water, and he's not selling the water, but now he brought it in a different means, okay, make it available in clear, clean, in containers, filtering, all these things, okay, he used machines, he used people to bring the water out, all these things is different, okay, so bottling water and profiling the water and filtering the water and selling it, this is permissible, this is, has nothing to do with this hadith. Hadith number 661 in page number 278 عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عسب الفحل رواه البخاري. Okay, this hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari reported by Ibn Umar. The hadith is authentic that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the sale of the semen of the what you call the male camel or the male horse or the male the bull. Okay, all these things it can be utilized by the people without being a transaction or income out of this, okay? So if you have a farm as example and you have a bull and somebody won't take the male cow or the male camel or the male horse, okay, to make his female cattle as example pregnant, he could not be charging money for this. And this thing, this self is supposed to be provided in free. Okay? You actually are not making any effort. Okay? So, and also to give a means and ways for the Muslims to have what you more call helping and assisting each other, not to be everything a matter of money or not. Okay? Especially in things that you are not doing any effort in it. Okay, you are not going to make any effort, you don't have to make a special arrangement for anything, except it's going to be, now somebody have to bring a trailer, you see, to carry the horse to the other farm, this is something different now, okay, but if you like next neighbor, a person want the male member of this animal, so he can use it for the female animal in his farm next door, this is not supposed to be in charge of this. And if there is transaction and money utilized as a result of this, this income is forbidden, is not halal. Hadith number 662, same page, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha an bay'i habl al-habla wa kana bay'an yatabay'ahu ahlu al-jahiliya, kana al-rajul yabta'u al-jazur ila an tuntij al-naqa thumma tuntij al-lati fi batniha, muttafaqun alayh. This is another form also of forbidden income being utilized in the time of jahiliya. This hadith also reported from Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the transaction called habl al-habla, okay, which was one entertained into in the time of Jahiliyyah, whereby a man bought a she-camel, which was to be the offspring of a she-camel which was still in the mother's womb. Okay? So he is buying something is not outside yet, okay? Like I said, almost like a fish in the water. So he's going to buy the she camel, okay?
By the granddaughter.
Yes. He's going to buy the she camel of the grand camel, okay? Like you have a camel, a she camel now. And whatever in her stomach, okay, when it give birth to this, and this one grow up and give birth, that she's going to buy this one, okay? Or that I'm going to buy this camel, all right, and I will pay you when the she camel of this camel will give birth to the granddaughter of it, okay? So the first one, that something is not known, okay? And the second one, the second what you call scenario, that is time is not known, okay? So this calls something majhul, something not known. The price is not known, or the time is not known, or the product is not known. Okay? And when something is not known, like what's exactly in the insurance, because this is one of the problems with insurance, that you don't know what kind of transaction you're dealing with, because you're paying this installment for $100 6 months. If something happened to your car, okay, now such the company will pay you this. But what is this is going to be happening to your car, you don't know, and how much I'm going to be getting is not known. You see? So when there is a criterion or a condition which unknown in a business, this will make the business un-Islamic. Okay? Because everything have to be known, condition, size, price, play, whatever it, what it is that you're selling it to me, okay? Because what's happening if the camel die, as example, okay? Or what about, everything is not clear there, okay? So, this called deception. Walaikum salam. Is a form of deception, and when there is a form of deception, this will make this transaction is un-Islamically. The hadith is authentic. Now here also can be another form that you selling the baby, but you are not selling the mother, okay? And you could not get the baby without the mother. Or that the time is not known when you're going to receive this. So it is very important that when we make transactions that we have to have things specific, not to have any dispute and agreement, a disagreement later on. Next hadith, which hadith is number 663, وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن بيع الولاء وعن هبته متفق عليه. This is exactly almost like the hadith that we mentioned about with Barira, hadith number 657, that الولاء, that mean to inherit the slave that you free. Okay? Wala, to inherit from a slave that you free. If this slave does not have relatives that deserve this inheritance. Okay? So the person who frees his slave will be in this condition the only lawful person to inherit. Okay? So this, what we call it wala. This wala, is, you could not sell it, neither you can give it as a gift. Okay? You could not sell it, neither you can give it as a gift. The hadith is authentic in collection of Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Again, hadith number 663, narrated by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade selling or giving away the right of the inheritance from a freed slave. Understood? Okay. Next hadith, which hadith number 664 in page number 279, narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha an bay'i al-hasa wa an bay'i al-gharar, rawahu al-Muslim. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forbade the transaction determined by throwing stones and transaction which involves some uncertainty or cheating. This in the collection of Al-Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. Bay' al-hasa, that a person will take a pebble or a stone, okay, and he say, I sell you the sheep, this sheep for $10. Which one? He say, I'm going to throw the stone, and wherever the stone fall, in which sheep, this will be your sheep. Okay? It's similar to this when you go to some places, they hanging toys with thread, with a yarn or something, okay? And you have like 40 thread collected together. And each one of them attached to a toy, as example. And you pay or you bought a quarter in the machine. And you boil this yarn or this thread. And which one it comes, this is yours. It can be the small one, or it can be the big one, it can be the ugly one. Okay? You don't know which one. Is a form of a cheating, taking it almost like a taking a chance. Okay? So I'm buying soaps, selling soaps. Which soap for $5? He say, I will take the slingshot and I throw these pebbles. Which one it shoot? Okay, this is will be the one. Now he pays the money and now he throw, and which one comes? You have no choice. This is it. This is the one you're going to have to take it. This is forbidden in Islam. Also, bay al-gharar. Bay al-gharar, that it's cheating. There's no clarity in it. Okay? It's not for sure. Which one? Where? When? Why? Okay? All these questions is there. And all these things always bring about dispute and disagreement and bring about destroying the relationship between the Muslims and weaken their brotherhood. And we give example that a person will take us take a bullet as example. I said to you, I sell you piece of land for $500. How far? He said, how far this bullet will go, this will be your property. You shoot the bullet, okay, and wherever the bullet go, or wherever the rocket goes, or wherever the arrow that you shoot, wherever is landed, this is the limit, this for $500. Doesn't work like this, okay? And also from the cheating, a person selling fish in the water, okay? Selling fish in the water. So it has to be known to the buyer as well as the seller what is the transaction involved. The hadith is authentic. Next hadith, hadith number 665. And inshallah, this is, can you check the tape, hadith, see if it's, how much time left in the tape. Hadith number 665. وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من اشترى طعاما فلا يبيعه حتى يكتاله. Okay. Inshallah, this is our last hadith because the tape is almost indicate a hour and a half. من اشترى طعاما فلا يبيعه حتى يكتاله. The hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim. The hadith is authentic, reported by Abu Huraira. May Allah be pleased with him, which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, if anyone of you buys grain, he must not sell it till he weighs it. Okay? When you buy a wheat, barley, whatever, anything that you use in measurement, okay? So when you buy it and you possess it, you are not supposed to resell it according the fairest measurement or the fairest weighting, okay? Because maybe the fairest man cheating you, or maybe the fairest man by the time he give it to you, something fell down or lost, okay, or whatever it is. So if you buy 100 pounds of rice, now you want to sell it, resell it after you bought it, now you need to what? To re-weight it or re-measure it before you sell it to the next person. You did not do it according what you bought before. And this also to avoid any mistakes, any misunderstanding or any arguments in debates, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll continue concerning the book of business and transaction next week, the same time at 7 o'clock. And we will break for Salat al-Maghrib, and after this continue for half an hour after Salat al-Maghrib. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And we close here by saying, سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى knows best. Imam, thank you very much. I'll talk to you later, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.